Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we think about the story of this glorious Easter Sunday, it's the story that shocked us out of the no-name Saturday sadness. That Saturday was filled with broken hearts, but now we're filled with joy. Our souls are filled with hope. Our mouth filled with praise. Even after 2,000 years, Easter morning still packs a powerful punch of awe and amusement and astonishment. And every year, we have the privilege. We have the privilege to gather in a place like this and celebrate Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. We get to celebrate a risen King who reigns forever. And that is why on this Easter Sunday, as we end our Lent series road trip through the book of the Psalms, we do so with the seventh type of Psalms, the enthronement Psalms. We celebrate the reign and rule of Jesus over not only my life or your lives or just the nation, but over the vast universe, everything that is in it. So now, we're going to go old school. I'm going to invite you to stand as we read together the 98 Psalms, one of the royal Psalms for today. Ready? Go.
Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. To the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Yes. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their song of joy before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I want to spend a little time on one word that appeared in this psalm three times. The word is victory. Say it for me, victory. Say it like you mean it, victory. Say it like it's Easter, victory. All right now. Can we celebrate the victorious Jesus Christ? We shout, he's risen. He's risen indeed. We shout hallelujah. We sing songs of praise and of victory. We sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. Sing a new song. Psalm 98 starts with these jubilant words, but it wasn't the first time we've heard them, nor was it the last time we have seen them in the Bible. Because throughout the Old and New Testament, the Bible encourages us to sing new songs. And the reason we sing new songs is that we have experienced new victories that need new songs. Remember, the Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning in Lamentations 3:22. That, my friends, deserves a new song. Remember that the Bible declares that if anyone is in Christ, they are new creations. Paul tells us that in 2 Corinthians 5. That deserves a song. And to top it off, God promises us that the ends of times, we will live in the new heaven and earth with him in Revelations. This deserves a new song. Unfortunately, not all the times I sing a new song. You see, on the top of my preset playlist in my satellite radio, we have some songs from the 70s and the 80s. These songs makes me go back to my younger days and to specific events in my life. They kind of songs, these oldies and goodies, are nostalgic, if you might say that. Takes me back to some specific things. Takes me back to good times and not so good times at times. But I wonder if anybody knows what I'm talking about. You know those songs that you remember, you sing them and you've gone right back to where you heard them first and we're back to that moment when something marvelous or not so marvelous happened in your life. You know, one of my favorite road trip songs is by Meatloaf. Ask my girls back there. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. All dressed up and no place to go. Don't get me started. But what about Whitney Houston's? I want to dance with somebody. You know what I'm talking about? Those memories. Yes. I'm grateful that the Bible encourages me to sing new victory songs. Because I know when I follow Jesus Christ, no doubt I will experience new victories in him. Amen? So hear me this morning, church. New songs flows from new victories. The more we walk and experience Jesus Christ, we have new songs to sing, new songs of praise. And we can step back and leave those things behind and say, okay, God, I know you got this. Give me a new song. I just had a new experience with him. So now I have a new song I can sing. Amen? You know, I've been on this road with Jesus for a long time. And if it hadn't been for Jesus rising in and through me, I would have remained a broken soul. Mary Magdalene and other women trotted with their broken soul out to the barren old tomb of their master before the daybreak, before the daylight that even managed to warm and give them light that morning. But at the break of dawn, Mary saw well enough that there was a disaster in front of her. The tomb was empty. Where is my master? We come here that morning, she said. We want to anoint him. We want to give him the proper burial because the Sabbath is over. We can anoint him. Remember the woman in Simon's house started the anointing, preparing him for burial and wash his feet with perfume and tears. But now they need to finish the burial ritual. But when they step in front of the tomb, the ropes rolled away. And their master was nowhere in sight. I can just imagine their song. It was a funeral song, a chant of death, a melody of hopelessness, a lament of grief. But listen to how God is about to change their tomb that morning. As they see angel in front of them and telling those women in the first tomb day of Jesus, on that first Easter morning, the angel said to the woman, "Don't be afraid. For I know what you're looking for. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He's risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples he has risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you into Galilee." See, Jesus is always ahead of us. "There you will see him. Now I've told you. He's risen from the dead." Say that with me. He's risen from the dead. This is the victory that we celebrate and sing about this morning. We sing about a risen Lord. This is our new song. This is our Easter song. This is what Easter is about, changing our tune. It's about a risen Jesus rising in and through you. It is about living in the victory of Jesus Christ who is alive. Can I get an amen? Can I get a witness to this, what I'm talking about this morning? Now, some of you might be saying to yourself, "Okay, Pastor Debbie, how can I be singing a new song when I'm still struggling? How can I sing a new song when the world I'm living in is like hell? How can I sing a new song when I can't even get out of the dark pit of my room? How can I sing a new song?" But probably you don't need a new song. Probably you need the oldie and goodie. Oh, victory in Jesus. You know it. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me here, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. You know it. You can help me with this sermon this morning. Because out of the new song, we get new victories. Amen? You see, this Jesus who is risen today, this is his day. Today is the height of the Christian faith. For this guy did something nobody else has ever done. He rose from the dead. He rose and he canceled out sin. He conquered death. And like Paul would say, "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your victory?" This guy, Jesus, our King, has done it. He has done it. This was no ordinary guy. He is King. We serve a living King. Amen? Because the Gospel of John tells us that after his mock trial, the governor Pilate instructed soldiers to nail public notice written and posted on the cross over his head, crowned with thorns. And it reads, "Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews." Many of the people read the sign, for the place where they were crucified were near the city, and it was written in Arabic, Latin, and Greek, three languages. So those who pass by this busy city will know that a king is on that cross. They know that a king died there today. And we know the end of this story because we know that king rose on this day. Hallelujah. So, oh my God. Well, I want to hear the good news today, my friends. Resurrection is not about some moral living life or living some successful life or living a happy life. We like the happy life, right? We like the happy things. Resurrection life is about receiving a gift that changes all life. Resurrection life is about a gift from Jesus, from his Father God, to change all life. When that Jesus rose that day, everything changed once again. He changed in his birth and then changed in resurrection. The gift of life that comes overcomes death. This is a gift of life, the grace, open grace, and grace that conquered the evil of this world. It is a gift of Christ who wants to live in you. This is the gift we get from Resurrection Sunday. A living Christ who wants to live in you. So it's almost like it's not enough to say Christ is risen. You're going to go take it a little further. Christ is risen and rising in you. He's risen and rising in you. And you know how I know he lives? Because he spoke to me this morning. You know, I know he lives because he healed me last night. Do you know how I know he lives? Because I had no fear in me this morning. I know he lives because my sins were pardoned. I know he lives because he conquered death once and for all and canceled all sin for you and me. Hallelujah. That deserves a new song. But the most telling thing for me that Jesus lives, no matter what anybody says, I know he lives in you. He lives in you. And that deserves a new song. Amen? And that's, my friends, why the victory the psalm sings about is he sings a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful things. His right hand has won the victory, and his holy arm won the saving power. That's what Easter is about. It's about the power that rolls the stone away from our tombs, opening up us to this incredible resurrection power of life conquering death that Jesus did on this day. At that moment, that one moment he bolted from the tomb and conquered sin and death, that moment makes everything else commentary to this one event. Everything in the New Testament is commentary to this one event. Ask Paul about it. Paul didn't write about his teaching. He wrote about the person of Jesus Christ and what he did. He talked about his resurrection. When Paul himself was put on his own trial, all his only defense was Jesus' resurrection. His only defense was Jesus' resurrection. Everything else becomes commentary after this event. Paul writes about the commentary. And my friend, what happened at the tomb that Easter morning is a revelation and a revolution. A revelation and a revolution. And we get to be part of it. Amen? We get to be part of it. And if you ask me, that deserves a new song. Yes, thank you, Jesus. But I wonder if you've seen that in these new victories, the same power The same resurrection power that rose Jesus from the dead is in you. That same resurrection power, that Holy Spirit power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same force, powerful force that leads you out of, leads us out of our tombs. I'm still crawling, baby. I'm still crawling out sometimes. Because when you're ready to receive this gift, you just have to take me, oh Lord. Take me. I am yours. Take me. I am yours. Are you ready to receive the gift of Jesus Christ? This resurrection power gift. Are the tombs of fear, isolation, and self-doubt keeping you bound in burial clothes this morning? You know, the scripture did say, when Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb, both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Friends, the risen Lord wants to unbound your linen cloth this morning and to sit you in the presence of God himself. Only the power of the Holy Spirit can give you the strength to go into the world you are hiding from, to embrace reality you refuse to face, to be the body of Christ you have the power to truly be. That's the power of the Spirit. Here's what I want you to hear this morning and take from this Easter message, if you don't get anything else. Why can I sing a new song? Because Jesus has won the victory. Say it again. I hear you. Because Jesus has won the victory. That's why we can take it home this morning and sing these new songs, what Jesus Christ has done for us. Easter drives a stake in the ground and says that not even death can win. Easter people, it is time we get the resurrection right. It is time we understand Jesus wants to rise in you. You're serving a risen and rising God, our King. This is who we serve and celebrate today. He said, if you lift me up, I will draw you to all people. And I'm telling you this morning, that deserves a new song. This power living that God is calling us to do, we don't get the power by pumping drum bells. We don't get the power by parking drum bells. Yes, Glenn, I'm going to be walking. You get the power by taking up his cross and follow him. You take up the cross and you walk hand in hand with a risen Christ this day. Because he wants to release you from the bondage that's keeping you away from him. He wants to give you his gift of the resurrection power. He wants to take you and mold you into his likeness. He wants to carry you. The day when he was carrying his cross, he got some help. Because he was bleeding so much, he was hurt after the beating, but he rose victoriously as a whole. I'm telling you, God wants to rise you up this day with this gift of resurrection. He's telling you to lift up your crosses and follow me. Anybody want this Jesus? Anybody know this Jesus? Anybody still needs to know this Jesus? You come see me right now. You come see me after this or right now, whatever you see. Because this Jesus is stirring something in you. In you and you and you. That deserves a new song. Amen. Because that day, the psalmist says, we're to sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done marvelous things. And I'm adding, he has done a marvelous thing in you and you. May the grace of God forever be with us. Amen. Today, I have a first. The past few weeks, Miss Tina and I have been walking alongside two students, Lila Markle and Jonathan Charles, through confirmation, telling them a little bit about this Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So today we will, I guess, it's my honor and privilege to present the confirmants to you. Lila will receive today because Jonathan's parents had to work today, and I told them I can't do this without them. They need to witness this. So we'll do that at the end of the month. But today, will the confirmant please join me? I want to present to you Lila Porter Markle. Lila, I'm going to ask you some questions, okay? And if you feel this is what you want to do right now, you say, I will. If you don't, you don't have to. If you're not feeling it in here, you don't have to, okay? Okay, this is something that you and the Holy Spirit's been, we've been talking about, all right? Remember? So Lila, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? I do, she says. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in his grace and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church, which has opened up to people of all ages, all nations, all races. Do you say, I do?
I do.
She does. According to the grace given to you, will you remain a faithful member to the Christ Holy Church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? I will. She does. Lila, receive this blessing. May the Lord defend you with his heavenly grace and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all the true disciples of Jesus Christ. And as you're baptized, at this time, this is a time we're acknowledging what God has done for you in and through you at your baptism. And I would like to reaffirm your baptism this moment. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, you're confirmed. Amen. Now, my darling church, members of God's household, I commend you to love Lila and to take care of her. And in doing so, I do have a question for you. Will you do in all your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love? If you do, say we will. Hallelujah. It is done. As she says, she's there to serve the church. So one of the first acts of serving the church, Miss Lila, don't go away yet, I got work for you. With your family standing with us, will you help me with Holy Communion this morning? Praise God. Wait. So church, do we have the communion? Do we have the litany up? Okay. All right, you guys know this, but we'll just listen. The Lord be with you. And also with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join the unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna. Blessed are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church. Deliver us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up to us, he took the bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. This, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's suffering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Pour out your Holy Spirit in us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them for us the body and blood of Jesus Christ, that we may be for the world body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, now and forever. Almighty Father, amen. You have your elements with you. Anybody missing anything, please let the ushers know. We'll just wait till everybody gets, and then we go. The body of Christ given for you. 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 The cup of salvation, the blood of Christ given for you. Sorry, so big. Sorry. The blood of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ given for you. And you do me.
Body of Christ given for you.
Praise be to God.
Blood of Christ given for you.
Thank you. Praise be to God. Thank you. Now close it up, cover it up. Father God, we just thank you for your great gift of grace this morning. We thank you for going to the cross for us. And we sing hallelujah. We sing this new song for this marvelous thing you have done to us this day. God, you is the resurrection. You is life. And we receive your grace this day in your praise victoriously. Thank you for this new song, the new chapter in this family's life. Amen. Amen. Amen.